Warning, the following conversations are probably not going to be good for younger listeners. Some people may find some topics offensive, but if that's the case, you probably don't want to listen to these three wankers anyway. Go find something less interesting.
Hello and welcome to Same Genus, Different Species. We are here to discuss, debate and deliberate all of your deepest, darkest confessions, your much sought after advice and all of the important questions of the universe, such as what would we do in your shoes? On our expert panel, we have our heterosexual male, Andy, our heterosexual female, Emily, and right in the middle, we have our deciding judge and host, me, EB. So we're just starting out. We've just started a podcast. We've got the most basic sort of setup, the most basic equipment. We are three friends that are just sort of chilling on the living room floor at the moment. And we'll see how this goes. We do have some like cheap setup here. So maybe when this takes off, if it does take off, then we'll invest in some more equipment and we'll get some better sound quality for you. But I am trying my best. Give me some slack.
We thought we'd start a podcast and join the trend of the whole world, didn't we? And what the fuck? So, as you can gather, we're three fucking idiots.
I've just eaten paper.
And we can't unwrap anything apart from a knockers that are hanging out like two cow's udders at the moment in my living room. But no, this is a bit of a podcast where we're happy to say kind of what we think and a bit of randomness. And we don't take ourselves too seriously, do we? So
I feel like whenever we just sit in a room and we have a conversation, we're thinking, why are we not recording this stuff?
Yeah, but this is the thing, isn't it? Like, we've said so many, like, sort of weird things off topic.
All right.
There we go. Like, Barney Rubble's just rocked in. And this is what I've got to put up with on a daily basis. So we're going to listen to a few things, aren't we? There's going to be, like, things like what's trending and relationship advice and who's the arsehole and stigmas, because we don't think there's enough mentioned about stigmas of certain topics. Today, we're going to later on talk about breast cancer and stuff like that, aren't we? So there's a lot of taboos out there in terms of health. And then everyone, the classic's going to be keep it anon for everyone's dodgy stories, which we've managed to find. So we're just going to see where this goes, aren't we? Yeah. And get fans and haters at the same time, no doubt.
I can't wait to get stuck in.
This is something you've said numerous times. You say this every time you see a fucking cockerel, don't you? Oh, look at him. Oh, can't wait to just get stuck in. Fucking Emily. Fucking hell, he's only delivering the mail. Put the postman down.
Everyone's fair game.
Fucking hell. So yeah, if you see Emily in the street, just run the other way, because she might end up chowing on you. Yeah, so I'm Andy. We're still trying to work out if I need to come out or not. So we're going to do a lot of things, like how men and women sort of respond to things in relationships and just in life. So like, I know this happens a lot. What do women do in relationships to find out about the guy that they're seeing?
Oh,
so straight away,
100%.
What have you done then in a relationship?
I feel like I'm not on my own with this, though. I feel like every girl does it.
Right, come on then. What have you done?
Don't get me wrong, I'm on Tinder at the moment, again, for like the billionth time in the last month. Yeah, if I'm getting talking to this lad, I'll think, oh, right. Because obviously you only get to learn the first name.
I'm nodding. I've never been on Tinder, to be fair. Grindr, clearly, but yeah.
So I'll be like, oh, well, have you got any social media? Because I feel like, so just outright asking them what their full name is, mm-hmm. I'll just say, like, have you got social media? And then they tend to, I mean, 9 times out of 10, they'll give you Snapchat, which is, like, just a total snake move.
Why is it a snake move, though?
How is it not a snake move?
Honestly, I'm so, like, I've been married now, so, like, I'm so oblivious to all this.
If you're on a dating app, the second somebody gives you their Snapchat, they want to send you a dick pic.
What's the worst dick pic you've seen?
One with warts on.
One that looks like a fucking toffee crisp.
Yeah.
You know what? For me, it's how someone takes a dick pic.
I thought you said how someone takes a dick.
Well,
I thought you were going down another rabbit hole there. Right. So how would someone take? What do you mean? So like, just like dress up as Freddie Mercury and there's a bit of wang.
No, because boys have this tendency where they tend to like put it next to an object.
Oh, there's my dad's ashes. Oh, but there you go. Come and meet his son.
Wow.
God.
Sorry, Dad. I can't see the photo of me, Dad. I do apologise. But yeah, you've probably done it, sir. Take it next to objects. Like what?
Right, so no.
You're not doing it next to a courgette, are you?
Yeah, exactly. Not necessarily like next to a cucumber or something. But like, they'll deliberately put it in the hand so that you can see like the width and the length of it compared to their hand. Or they'll take it from like up on my chest so like you can kind of see down their body.
I'm not being funny. If someone's like trying to put a penis next to them, like, it's going to look, yeah, sausage down an alley job, that, innit?
No, honestly, I've had one next to a water bottle before. And I was like, yeah, I know how big.
Hang on. Instantly, I can hear people. What litre was it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Was it a 2 litre job?
No, it was like a sports one. Like, you know, one that you just take to the gym with you.
1 litre, 500 mil?
Well, I don't know what how big is this.
What litre was his dick? That's what I want to know.
500 mil. Oh,
fucking hell.
Yeah, probably about 500 mil.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I think that just gives you some, like, indication of how big it is.
Yeah. Have you done anything in a relationship to test people?
To test people?
Yeah.
Actually, no, to be honest. I don't know if I tested...
Oh my God.
Sorry for that if you get scared. She does jump into stuff like, go.
Right, so this one time, right?
At band camp.
I had this boyfriend that cheated on me all the time, right?
You made it sound like, oh, Tuesday. It's happened again. Oh, bend over, Sally. Like,
no, but I was young. I was naive. Like, I stayed with him.
We've been there, sister.
Yeah. So anyway, this was probably like the 40th time he's cheated on me. So the girl, I was working with this girl at the time. We worked in a spa. And I was like, right, I need you to add him on Snapchat. He doesn't know that you know me, know who you are. So I got her to add him on Snapchat. And I was
devious.
Like, talk to him as if you've randomly found a Snapchat name, whatever. Get like suggested people, can't you? Added him. And she catfished him. I wanted to see how he would talk to someone else. And he fucking went and like, do you want to meet up sometime? Like, are you single? She said. Or like, I've been single for ages.
Ooh, that leads me into something actually. I think it's time for my arsehole of the week.
You suck.
Okay, so this is one that I found. The title of this is pretty much what you just said. I catfished my boyfriend to see if he would cheat. Which one of us is the asshole? Right.
Well, I know what you're going to side with straight away. The woman has every right to do it. Da, 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 da.
But go on.
Right, but I'll tell you why they're not, right? She's starting that relationship with, here we go, I'm going to say the word, insecurities, right, which fucking triggers you, I know. Just because we're full of them, don't hate it, right? So I just think as a guy, you've just got to blindly trust to start with. Why have you got to start playing games? If I knew you were playing games, I'd go, fuck this. Just as a guy, I would, like...
I can understand that.
But then again, like, that's only as I've got older. Like, probably when I was, like, 17, I was like, why don't you love me? Please follow me. It's only you. Like...
Well, I think I need some more information to fight either corner here.
Right, okay.
So, read it out.
Can we have the full story then?
Right, bring it on.
I've got...
I made an account on Facebook and pretended to be someone local looking for someone to hook up with. I was pretty forward with him. He asked for pictures and then asked if I wanted to meet that same night. Later that night, I got in the shower and he says he's going out to get cigarettes and drives straight to the address I'd given him as this other woman. I contacted him and asked why he was taking so long. He gave me all kinds of excuses about the local shop not having his brand, some places being closed, etc. I eventually sent a message from the fake account saying, hey, cheater, did you find your cigarettes? He went ballistic, saying I seduced him and tricked him, even though all I did was ask straight up if he wanted to hook up. He told me I was twisted as fuck. I knew he would cheat at the first opportunity. Now I'm not so sure whether I'm the asshole or him.
Classic narcissistic behaviour, because he's gutted because he got caught. He had every intention to go meet that girl and to cheat. So he's only angry because he got caught and he got played. She was within her rights to do it purely because, I mean, don't get me wrong, if he was faithful and he shut it down straight away, then yes, she would have probably felt guilty because it didn't work. But because it had worked and he did go with the intentions to cheat, she was within every right to do it. She found out what she wanted.
But what if the shop literally ran out of cigarettes? Sorry, I just wanted to say that because I wanted to see it. No, I think I'm siding with the woman here, I think. He's definitely showing signs.
Although, did it state in that then that she knew he went to that address? Is it a friend's house?
I'm guessing that it's a friend's house.
If it's a friend's house and she said, oh yeah, he's just pulled up outside, then yeah, you'd know.
Yeah, she was right to do so in terms of that thing. But like this whole, if she had doubt like that, don't get involved. Don't get started. How many times do you do this? Do you do this all the time?
I am a nightmare for this sort of thing, because trust me, anyone could tell you, any of my friends could tell you, right? Like, that date I went on a couple of months ago, right? He was like, arranged to meet up at this pub, and then he'd message me probably about an hour before we were supposed to meet, saying, oh, car's broke down. I'm thinking, oh, classic excuse.
I don't know, that can happen.
So yeah, it can happen. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to ring the restaurant just to see if he'd even booked a table in the first place. Bearing in mind, he'd not actually told me that he'd cancelled the date. He just said that his car broke down. So I didn't know whether he was going to get a taxi there or he was going to find another way to get there. He just said his car broke down. He didn't say anything about the date. So I rang up the restaurant and it's like, oh, I've got a table booked under Barbara's name. Just wondering what time it's booked for. Just to check, like, not to look so suspicious. And they were like, oh, he's actually just called to cancel that table. And I was like, what?
He just called to cancel that table. It wasn't like, oh, he called 3 hours ago.
Yeah, but he told the restaurant that he was cancelling before he told me he was cancelling.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
I think that's really strange.
I was getting the eyes there. I thought she was going to attack.
I just think, why would you ring the restaurant first to cancel before you tell the person you're supposed to go and meet that you're cancelling? So I think I had every right to ring the restaurant and find out that news. Because if, I'm not being funny, but how, because he didn't answer me for like probably a good hour after that. So what would happen if I was to go to the restaurant and be like, oh, that table's been cancelled. Like, that would be so embarrassing on my behalf. So I think I was well within my rights to ring that restaurant and find out that.
What's your thoughts, Em?
Okay. For me, the first thing, if I had found out that the person that was supposed to be meeting me didn't believe me, didn't trust me enough to ring up the restaurant and double check the booking, I would be a bit pissed off.
No, because at the end of the day, we're looking at it from this point of view, but you don't know what that person's been through. They might have just, like, they've not just got out of a relationship, because why would they be dating so quickly?
Or, well, you never know.
Right, I think we're going off topic, right? No. So I literally know the full brunt of this story, right? And I remember you telling me this. Now, the whole thing wasn't about him cancelling the table. The one thing I got shocked with you was this fucking Cluedo plot, because apparently he was going to kidnap you, right? Because of some coffee.
It's another subject.
Right, bring it on.
This wasn't even the first date we were planning on going on. The first date we planned to go on, he said, oh, let's go for a walk. So I was like, yeah, why not? But the place he chose to go for... Right, shut up. He said to go for a walk, right, was a very secluded area. So, bearing in mind, I was already on edge about that, because it's not getting me wrong.
Define secluded.
Like...
We're talking like...
It's not that...
Oh, right, okay. I thought it was like the wilderness of like Bahrain or somewhere. I was going to say, we're just in the outback, right?
So anyway, we planned to go to this secluded area for a walk. It's not like really secluded. We would pass people, but it's not like the busiest place, is it? So you probably could get away with murdering someone there.
Never crossed my mind.
So anyway, he goes, oh, on the way there, I'll get you a drink. Like, I'll get us some drinks and we can just like have a nice walk with some coffees. Yeah, it does sound really nice and legit, but as a girl and as the mentality of a girl... And I speak for most women who will think this, right? Girls are not always safe. He might have slipped something in my drink.
I hope not.
Exactly. And then take me to a secluded place. It's like the most well thought out plan for someone to abduct you and rape you and kill you. Like, that's
fucking
the first
hell.
Thing that goes through my head when I'm meeting a stranger.
This is the hardest thing, right? When you're a guy, right, and you're just generally trying to be nice. Like, this guy could have had generally good intense thought, oh, she might like for a walk and you get to know people and all this type of stuff. Straight away, he's going to date rape you.
That's how a girl automatically thinks.
This shocked me. When you told me this, like, I was shocked. Like, I generally, because my intentions wouldn't be that. So the fact that girls, I'd hate to think I was putting that anxiety into someone.
It's because you're a man and, like, I'm not saying that men don't get raped and they don't get, like, you know, drugged and stuff like that. But it is, the statistics happen more to women. So that's why women are just like, they're a lot more cautious about meeting a stranger than a lad is, really.
Yeah, you should be cautious and stuff. It's just that whole, as a guy, you wouldn't think that's what they were thinking. So I wonder how, I'm starting to think now how many times I've put myself in a situation where I'm like, oh, we'll just do this. And they've went, oh, sorry, I can't make it. And I'm thinking, oh, she's generally busy. Really, she's thinking, fucking hell.
I'm going to get killed.
I've got Hannibal here texting me.
I mean, he did top it off by telling me he had a white van.
Yeah, don't get in a white van.
Yeah, that put that into the mix. It doesn't look very good for you, does it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
From the bisexual point of view, It wouldn't be just men that I would be like that with. I would also be concerned about going to meet women.
So I can't, I don't know if you're trying to give us like input or you're just bragging that you can shag both. I'm actually jealous of you.
I'm trying to give input because I'm just saying it's not men specifically that I would think of that.
I am a very paranoid person.
There's another podcast that I listen to and it's a true crime one. And it's what their, one of their life rules is never get in a white van.
True.
They also say never stay in a motel. They nickname them murder motels.
Do we have motels here?
Yeah, we do. One the other day, actually.
Yeah. They're not very common.
Yeah, I thought that was like a very American sort of psycho style thing.
I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, it was run down. It was closed, but it was there.
Run down, there was like someone with a knife outside. But yeah, 20 quid's 20 quid.
A rundown motel is what they will call a murder motel.
I mean, this is the best thing about being a guy, right? So women are getting all these spidey senses. Men are just sat there going, I know we're walking through a graveyard and, you know, she's sharpening this knife, but huh, I might get a fuck.
Like, exactly.
We're that simple.
Precisely,
creatures, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I've done that.
Fucking hang on. Right, okay. Hang on. Let's go here.
No, I didn't have a knife.
You got done in a graveyard.
Yeah.
You can't just throw that in and then, you know, skeletons and graveyards in your closet. What?
I kind of like that feeling.
I mean, right, so if you don't know Emily, Emily's quite gothic looking, so this is probably like fucking sexual paradise for her. It's like her Amsterdam.
Wow.
I didn't have sex. I just gave a guy a blowjob under a tree.
You give a guy a blowjob. Hang on. I need to ask the question because nobody's asked this yet. Was he alive?
Yeah, he was alive.
Right, you did.
Just need to clarify.
Hang on, because there's burying stiffs and then there's fucking digging them back up to blow them.
He was alive. He was very much alive, yes.
Was he afterwards, though?
Yeah.
You just suck us all out with him. Wow.
Like some fucking dirty, slaggy Batman.
You know what the best part as well is? It was this big willow tree, right?
That's a willow tree. Of course it's a willow tree.
I can't even take a drink. Gonna go all over the mic.
There was this big willow tree, right? And obviously like the leaves all hanging down, so it was like we were inside and like
this is a euphemism, this isn't it?
Getting the tone there,
right? Right.
There was a big stonking willow tree and the leaves were coming down.
We were like enclosed like inside, so we could, like no one could see in, and we both like emerged from like behind this tree.
Emerged.
And there was a police officer out there
oh,
as well.
Wow.
Did he see you go for it?
I don't think he saw anything. I think he saw us coming out of the tree and was like, what the fuck are they doing?
I've almost been caught by the police, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. Jogging.
We just throw this shit in, don't we?
Got my drink across my laptop.
You can't throw a dog in when she's having a Pepsi Max. All of her drinks are available. Like,
literally just spat on my laptop.
Wow.
Well, luckily we'd finished and...
Oh, that sounds good.
You know... We were just demissing
otherwise,
the car.
Otherwise, don't call him back if you can't finish, girl.
Tissue.
Use one of Emily's Malteser wrappers. Oh, fucking. Emily's socks are ridiculous. I wish you could see them. I've just called them religious socks because they're so holy. Yeah.
Anyway.
This is the fucking shambles of a podcast, by the way. An absolute shambles.
Do fucking
she's doing acrobats.
Now.
Reliving a fucking...
I've got cramp in my foot.
Reliving a fucking funeral stuff.
But anyway, we were demissed in the car, so we were just like getting dressed, you know, and all that shabam. And then the police car comes and pulls up next to us. And I thought, oh God, they're going to go out and start having a go at us. But luckily, we demissed it in time and we started pulling away. I thought, if they were like literally 5 seconds earlier, it would have been game over.
I don't think I've ever been nearly caught by the police. I think I'm just like a good old-hearted sort of Christian boy.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay.
Wow. Do I just carry that stigma?
Break the stigma.
So this is part of the pod that we wanted to bring sort of awareness to different subjects. It could be taboo, it could be just like, we're just going to call it Break the Stigma and just a bit of a serious side where nobody really talks about things enough, especially as a guy, like you're not supposed to bottle things up. But what we're going to start with this week is breast cancer, and obviously men can get breast cancer. Obviously, mainly women, but it can happen to men as well. So some of the symptoms to be checking for within men is a lump or swelling in your chest or armpit, liquid leaking from your nipples, never happened, thank God, which may have blood in it, changes in the size or shape of either side of your chest, sores or ulcers on your chest, a a change in the shape or look of your nipple, such as it turning inwards, inverted nipple, or a rash on it, may look like eczema. It's important to check your chest regularly so you know what's normal for you. This makes it easier to notice any changes in the size, look or feel of your chest or nipples. But obviously, women vastly sort of go through this more than men. So if you want to talk about any sort of situations, symptoms for women.
Yeah, I thought it was a great subject because obviously I recently have been checked because I thought I'd found a lump and I have this red mark on my boob at the moment.
What have they said that is? If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to.
They still don't know what the red mark is, but I did get checked out. Obviously, went to my GP and told them about it. So he got like a chaperone nurse in there. Obviously, if you're really conscious about a man checking your boobs, then you can always request a woman to help, like to come in and her check it. Though they're really easy with that. They're really like, they're fine with that. But obviously, I was fine with just man checking. He got someone to assist him. He said that he couldn't feel the lump as such. He said he understands where I mean it, but it wasn't as big as he thought or I meant. So he's like, I'm going to refer you anyway to the hospital. I got my appointment within 2 weeks because they've got like a 2 week threshold thing.
It's like a 2 week rule, isn't it? To
yeah, exactly.
Get your check, get you seen to and stuff. And one of the good things that the NHS does.
So it was, I did get my letter through really quick. I went to the hospital, the breast unit. They doctored up there, checked over them. He circled my breast. That's where I was sent. Checked on my scan. He looked at my red mark. So I had my ultrasound. They told me that my breast tissue looked absolutely fine. Said, I could understand what you're saying because there is like kind of like a delve section in my breast tissue. So she said, I could understand why you would think that that was like possibly a lump. But she said, no, the breast tissue looks absolutely fine. So she sent them results back to the doctor. I went back to the doctor. He'd said, looked at them. He said, I'm going to send you with some steroid cream for the mark because I'm not sure what that is. But as for your breast tissue, we're sitting fine. There's no worries and concerns there. So I was really happy about that. But like Andy said, the symptoms to look out for, obviously, like any new lumps swelling in your breasts or chest or armpits, changing the skin appearance or the feel, changing the sizes of your breasts, nipple discharge. Just anything that may look abnormal to you because obviously you know your own bodies.
One thing that was important, because obviously I know you were telling us, obviously you spoke to me about it and I was thankful that you opened up to me about it, was probably the anxiety around it. I've seen the panic and the anxiety around you. I don't
Literally.
Know if you want to, yeah, because that's something that it will be terrifying. I would be terrified.
I suffer massively with health anxiety and I have ever since COVID, to be fair. So anything that happens to me, I'm just thinking, oh my God, I'm dying. Like I go from 0 to 100 really fast. So just to have that reassurance that I got in so quickly and got checked, and just like how explanatory they are about things, like they literally explain things so well and to make you feel so reassured. Just talk to people as well. Even if it's not like a healthcare professional, just talk to your family, your friends, like get things off your chest because it does make you feel a lot better anyway.
And I remember you were sort of talking to me and there was almost two sort of sides going on with you. There was the, I'm really worried about this, I'm panicking, I need to get this checked for my own state of mind. But there was also that, I feel like I'm being a bit dramatic.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like, and I remember sort of saying to you, hey, like, I'd rather you get checked than, you know, and tell you there's nothing than be like you're being dramatic. Because I think how many people out there go, ah, I won't worry them. And even doctors, oh, what are you coming in for that for? Like that kind of
vibe.
Yeah,
like you feel like, oh, because the NHS is a massive pressure as it is at the moment. You're like, oh, I won't bother them with this because it's probably nothing. Don't ever have that mindset. Don't ever think, oh, it's probably nothing, because at the end of the day, it could always be something.
Yeah, don't be that statistic, yeah. And obviously there's things out there of like how you're supposed to sort of check your breasts and things like that. I know obviously when you were all talking about it sort of close to me and you were talking about like a triangle method. I was like, what's this?
Yeah. Honestly, never really knew how to check my breasts properly. So someone at work actually showed me how to check my breasts properly. But I always knew just like to feel around the armpit area, around my actual breast itself and up like my, like up to my collarbone and stuff. I knew like all them normal areas to check, but like apparently you don't really like push in. Kind of just feel over it with the palm of your hand.
I saw like sort of a more of a rub.
Yeah.
Just sort of,
okay. Because if you push in, you're going to feel every like lump and bump, which is probably what I did do.
Okay, so you're looking for something that's literally going to go against the sort of thing as it's rolling through. Okay. And if you suffer with that anxiety, you naturally could also.
Yeah.
send yourself over the other side, couldn't you?
There's just things that I didn't even know about it. Like, I didn't know, like, your breasts change due to, like, periods. I was a 28-year-old girl. Like, you would think I'd know this stuff. But I generally didn't. Like, I didn't know your breasts changed when it came to your period. So you might find more lumps in your breasts when it comes around your period time. They might hurt more. Obviously, oh, okay. I knew they'd hurt more. But...
I didn't know that. I know, obviously, why from people like that have said, oh, I'm sort of due on and things, and they've swelled up, that type of thing, and they're a bit tender.
Yeah.
Which tends to be a natural sort of thing.
I tend to get a lot of pain, like, when it gets close to people's time, man, are very painful, quite sore, and they get bigger as well.
Yeah.
Hormonal contraception and stuff, like birth control, it can give you what they call, like, permanent period boobs.
Permanent period boob? Never heard of it.
You can get symptoms of, like, a side effect of your hormonal contraceptives where they feel bigger and they feel more painful and they feel more... And it can make it more difficult for you to detect anything, like, different in it because they're always in that state where they're abnormal as such.
Has anyone had it in the family in terms of or family members have had to deal with it?
My mum had it.
How old was she?
She's 10 years clear now, so I think she was when she was about 50, 51, her first mammogram.
Oh, okay.
They call people in when you reach 50-year-old for a mammogram. As a routine check. So, like, when you reach 25, you get called in for smear tests. When you reach 50, you get called in for mammograms. And it was the first mammogram that she got diagnosed. She had stage 4 breast cancer. So, quite far on. It's quite severe. She had to have a mastectomy, have it taken out. And then she was on chemotherapy for about a year. So obviously, she lost all her hair and everything.
So, there's a thing. So, like, not only are you... sort of dealing with this issue and am I going to survive and you've got kids and all that type of stuff, you're losing your breasts, which is like sort of womanhood, isn't it? And then you're losing your hair, like what that does for your self-confidence and your appearances and, you know, and how you just generally feel about yourself. Like, I can't even imagine what that's like, you know. It's going to scare you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But no, so simply this is why if you're experiencing anything like this, if you are in any doubt, you just need to go and get checked by a GP. And I don't think anyone's going to think you're feeling silly or stupid or whatever for, want to call it over-worrying. It might just not be an over-worry. And, you know, most of the times I'm sure it's nothing. I think I'd rather be
safe than sorry.
Yeah.
So, yes, please, if you are going through that, get yourself checked.
Shall we do some confessions?
Yeah.
It is time for your deepest, darkest secret. Let me in if you dare.
So it's that time of the pod where it's called Keep It Anon. So one thing we found was when we've listened to podcasts ourselves is basic stories, confessions and things like that. Everybody loves a bit of a dark side, don't they? Everyone's sort of deepest, darkest secrets. Mwahaha. So we're just going to ask for you to send anything in. If you want to send anything in, it is samegenus@outlook.com. That is samegenus@outlook.com. There you go. There's my professional voice. So this one I'm going to call cock comparison. It's not me, but there's not a cock involved, okay?
Should be interesting.
Right. Over the last few years, I've sucked and wanked a lot of random cocks, and it amazes me how different they are. I get a lot of positive comments about my own cock.
Wait, what?
About his own cock. And now realise that actually it's pretty awesome compared to most. I'm not sure my wife knows how lucky she is.
What? Oh my god. I thought he was gay at first, and then the story took a twist. Why is he...
I mean, he sucked and wanked a lot of random cocks. I think there's a bit of Emily B in him.
I mean, yeah. I mean, either way you fly, I don't mind.
But he's done it to realise that he's actually well endowed. So he's just literally...
just to compare?
Yeah, go compare, yeah. Yeah, he's blown off guys to go, oh, man's bigger.
Wow.
I feel like that's just a stretch to compare,
a stretch.
Really.
A stretch.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. in just to feed your ego.
That's a lot of pigeon necking.
Yeah,
pigeon necking.
The record, I've never pigeon necked anyone.
Wouldn't it have just been more easy for him just to go on like Pornhub and just be like tiny dicks just to make himself feel better?
I mean, this guy's took it to another level. I mean, he's literally, yeah, over the last few years, I've sucked and wanked a lot of random cocks, and it amazes me how different they are. I get a lot of positive comments. I think he's addicted to the...
to the dick. Addicted to the dick.
Absolutely love it.
I mean, yeah, each to their own.
I wonder how he falls on the cocktail sausage bratwurst.
I mean, this guy sounds like he's absolutely packing.
I think he's in the bratwurst end.
I think he's fucking airport Toblerone.
I think he's...
Have you seen the size of those fuckers?
They are big. They are.
Instantly, wow. Right, as soon as I said airport Toblerone, I watched both your legs and they're both opened. You know, you were... Yeah. Anything to declare? Oh, yeah. 2 weeks worth.
You can have me for Galaxy.
I think Emily thinks we're really talking about chocolate here.
So, we're so far into our first podcast, and what you found is... I'm a bit random. I'm probably slightly gay without knowing it. We've got a dogger, and we've got someone that fucks in a graveyard, and you can buy it for chocolate.
Yeah, we'll do almost anything for a Wild Galaxy.
I think it's worth keeping sticking with us. Yeah? Right? Anyway, next story.
My story is...
Your story or someone else's?
Someone else's. It's anonymous.
I was hoping it was going to be yours.
Anyway, right. I have a story about the time I got, in quotation marks, pink eye.
I'm intrigued.
So, it's a very scattered message, so I'm just going to read it how I interpreted it.
Okay, go for it.
I went to work with said pink eye, and when my colleague asked, oh, it looks pretty bad, I think you should probably go and get some drops for that. Now I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know how that happened. Rewind the night before. Looks like... jizzed in the eye.
Oh, full shot. Man's eye and headshot. What would that be on COD?
Oh, God.
He jizzed in my left eye.
Wow. Just the left one?
Just in the left eye.
Causing the pink eye. However, 2 days later...
Gosh.
...with another lad, the same thing repeated itself, and I got jizzed in the right eye. Causing pink eye...
Fucking hell.
Number two.
She's Stevie Wonder in it.
So she was so embarrassed to tell people at work that it was caused by having double cum shots in her eye that she just said, oh, I don't know what's happened. I must have conjunctivitis.
That needs to be the name of the pod. Conjunctivitis.
Oh, God.
She's walking around like a 1940s fucking zombie monster with slime all around her eyes. And then blame it on conjunctivitis.
Oh my God, I can only imagine.
Oh my God. Hey, fair play for whoever that was, right? Fair play for owning that up, because I mean, target practice, all of it. Right, let's move on to the last one. So, I love this one, and I want to see your reactions. Okay. I used to be a bisexual. Used to be.
Yes. To be.
Can you get tablets for that? Can you?
Do it now.
Okay.
I used to be bisexual. I took a pill. It's fine now. I used to be bisexual. Rather portly fellow. I realised I couldn't continue to be both these things. When a hookup said, time for tubby bye guy. In the Teletubby's voice. Right before sliding into me. So I lost weight because I really like cock. Time for tubby bye guy.
Sounds like a great diet.
I think that's amazing.
Lost weight.
Yeah. So when they've slid into it, they've went time for tubby bye guy.
Oh my God.
So they've lost weight because I really like cock.
It's just so mixed.
It's not worth getting abused. So they've literally put themselves on a diet to keep getting absolutely wanged.
Wow. Love it.
We've lost Emily.
She's dead.
She's cuddling her tits.
Dead over there.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? Well, how would you respond?
I mean, shock.
I mean, can you imagine if, like, you're just laid there? I mean, I remember the whole trending of moosing. Do you remember that? Are you too young for that?
What?
When you used to, like, climax and you used to sort of go, ooh, ooh, at the point of climax. Did you never do that?
No, I'm not saying I did.
Oh, well, there's one of my confessions. Yeah. Someone must have done something like, what would you do though if you laid there, right? And the guy slides in and he sort of goes, aboard the whole train. How would you
remove that? How would you yourself from me and get out the fucking house?
Remove yourself from me. How would you respond to that? I'm for Tubby Bye like, Guy.
I don't know whether to be mad or to end on.
I mean, yeah, that's like the equivalent of like someone coming along and just going, ooh, look how cute it is and stuff. I'm putting little voices to it. Like, it just instantly flopped out. I mean, it wouldn't like make any sound, but yeah, it would slowly drift down.
And it's gone.
And it would, yeah. And you would literally have a sports cock for the rest of your life. That is a great way of starting a diet, though, by someone shaming you.
Wow. I mean.
That's fantastic. I love it.
I'm a tubby pie guy.
Tinky winky. Dipshit. Oh, unbelievable.
If you have any confessions, stories, or questions for our panel to discuss, debate, and deliberate, please send them to us at samegenus@outlook.com, or you can tweet us at samegenuspod over on X, formerly Twitter, which is what everyone says.
What is that called now?
X.
All right. Okay, now I feel like she just broke up with me. You're an X. Sorry.
And Instagram we have as well is same genus, different species. So any issues, confessions, stories or questions, feel free to send them in and we'll see you again, same time, same place, next month.
Bye.
Bye now.
Goodbye.